Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
My name is Moses Ahobokile Nwaka from Tanzania. I come from the Southern Highlands of Tanzania. That's where I originate in Tanzania. And now I live in Morogoro, Kilombero. Morogoro is like a state, and Kilombero is like part of a state, and the city I come from is Ifakala. That's where I live and I work there as a pastor in our church in Langa Kilombero Diocese. I'm working now as assistant to the bishop. It's not my first time to come here, to come to Holden Village. It's my second time. We have a relationship with one of the synods of ELCA. That's East Washington and Idaho Synod. We work as a brothers and sisters in our companionship. Normally they do visit in our diocese in Tanzania, and also we do visit them here in the U.S. Just to get to give a picture of Tanzania, Tanzania is in East Africa, bordering in the north Kenya, and to the, in the east we have our Indian Ocean, in the south of Mozambique. The west we have Democratic Republic of Congo, Rwanda, and Burundi. It is where the highest mountain in Africa is, Kilimanjaro. So just remember, the roof of Africa is in Tanzania. The main city in Tanzania is Dar es Salaam, where if you take a plane, you can land. Normally taking away from Dar es Salaam to where our diocese is based, it takes by a drive of 9 to 10 hours, and normally part of the road is unpaved, so you pass through tarmac road, and some areas the road is not even paved, so it takes such long hours through. Then you pass in one of the national parks in Tanzania, Mikumi National Park, so you can enjoy the beauty of our country. You'll see giraffes, you'll see elephants, you'll see, if you're lucky enough, lions. But of course, you'll see zebras. That's on the way to Ifakara, where the headquarters of our diocese is. In our church, we normally have cathedrals, unlike our friends here, read by bishop as it is here. From our side, it's like we cannot live on our own. In African philosophy, we talk about I am because we are. You can't make it alone. In all incidents in our social life, like during the time of funerals, in other difficult situations, we normally join hands together. And anyone who's maybe going against it, the society can severely punish him or her. Not necessarily by bringing him to court or somewhere, but the same social punishment will just make him or her come to be on board again. When we say about partnership in our context, we say no one can afford to any success without support from their colleagues. We can only achieve whichever is in front of us if we can join hands together and work together as brothers and sisters. And that's why also in our country you see even Christians and Muslims still come together and live harmoniously. Because, you know, we consider ourselves as sisters and brothers. And, you know, in Tanzania, Muslims is a significant part too. It's 1/3 of Tanzanians are Muslims. The way the nation was built, the way our first president built the nation is like, yes, we do have various denominations, but we are Tanzanians. We are one. When a Muslim is in a problem, that's your problem too. When a Christian has a problem, it's a problem of Muslims too. So in any situation when there are some groups which would try their level best to make sure that Christians and Muslims would go into conflict, go maybe into fighting to each other. Normally they are not being successful because of this particular philosophy which brought us together in your country. That's why Tanzania is one of the peaceful countries in Africa. Hardly you see Tanzanians into conflict with each other or even to fight each other, even tribal conflict because of this philosophy of living together as sisters and brothers.
My name is Eliud Payoela. I'm a pastor from Mulanga Kilombero Diocese. Before coming to be a pastor, I was worked as an evangelist for 3.5 years. Now, an evangelist, a bit you can compare with the LCA like a deacon, but there is some sort of different, because an evangelist in our church, especially Lutheran in Tanzania, is a backbone of development of the church. Evangelists are the one who really dealing with door-to-door evangelism, sometimes taking care for the congregants in the very grassroots there. So really, they working very, very, very hard so as to make sure that they may gather people going outside the church, making a dialogue and a discussion with different people, Christian and non-Christians. Even though sometimes we have Christians, which we call backsiders, they do believe. They have been baptized and maybe passing through confirmation classes, and they enjoyed the church activities, but sometimes due to the different situation, they may not again attend to the church, so we call them backsiders. The work of evangelists, again, to visit this kind of Christians, to stimulate them so as they can again participate in the church as it was before. So this is really the work which evangelists are mostly doing. And then I walked into my Lutheran seminary. So I worked there almost 9.5 years before I was a director for seminary. Then I was just teaching Bible knowledge in secondary school and then other theological studies in Bible school till 1st April this year, whereby I have been transferred to a certain parish, which my dear friend here mentioned that is cathedral. So I'm a chaplain, and Pastor Moses Nwaka is a pastor in charge in that parish. So really, you asked why are we here? We have been invited by our Christian brothers and sisters here in USA, especially Eastern Washington, Washington, Idaho. We have been chosen by the diocese to present again the diocesan leadership there, or leaders, so as we may share together our strength, weaknesses, and how can we go together to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. The growing of the church, especially Lutheran church in our area, it is, to my concept, it may be led by two things. First of all, I was born in Lutheranism. My father was a Lutheran Christian, likewise my mother. So I born there as a Lutheran. Another thing which really lead to spread of the Lutheran is evangelism. We are doing, as I said, door-to-door evangelism, preaching the gospel. We called there air preaching. We went somewhere in the town or village, and then we had this public preaching in the centers, or sometimes interior there. And again, even Christians themselves, they are engaging in evangelism between their neighbors. Once we recognize that your neighbor is not a Christian, so we try to share with him or her what you believe, and then he or she may be attracted and join to your faith. So this is how we are doing.
Just to add, it's true that now Lutheran Church in Tanzania has 6.5 Lutheran members, maybe there are more than that now. And once also I had the same idea when the past 2 years when I was here in discipleship conference there. Some of the points Edward said Of course, yeah, the advice was. But I've tried some few of them then from there. Third, from what he said, is we have revival groups too. In our church, we try to incorporate revival groups in the church. So there are several of them. Of course, they do sometimes have a different perspective in the understanding, but they work hard to spread the gospel too. So that helps too, because we try to appropriate revival groups in the church. A revival group where those Christians are born again groups. It's like in some churches, they are being maybe out. We try to appropriate them and try to make sure that, of course, we try to teach them and make sure they feel at home. In the course, they find themselves making a lot of evangelism too. And we have another house to house gathering is a sort of a system established by the church where Christians in their cell they can meet together, maybe in 10s, in 20s. They can gather at least once per week and they share the word of Christ together. It's like that in Acts of Apostles. They gathered in house to house. So we've established that, and this makes many also coming to Christ, because they do invite their neighbors, even those who are not Christians. They invite them in a gathering, and the process men also when they share the word of Christ are being converted. So I was just trying to add some of this stuff. Again, we have some these seminars. We have like in each parishes we'd have seminars which are gospel seminars. We invite some preachers or pastors from some other places. We gather in the evenings. Maybe we can be maybe this week we will be whatever gospel seminar, for example, and then somebody will invite from somewhere and she or he will come and teach, and so the other people will be invited from other places too, from other denominations and from non-Christians. They will come and they will come and listen in the whole week, maybe in the evenings. And then through that, many also are being converted into Christianity. In the similar way too, so we do have gospel. Open air gospel gatherings. An open air gospel gathering can be in outside, in any square. For example, in a market or in a place where many people do gather. In a football pitch, anywhere. We just get a permission from the authorities, and then a preacher, maybe from within or from outside, is invited, and his preaches, we put those big speakers, and so the word goes far away, and so in the course, many people do come to Christ. Another thing, we have encouraged this praying for those who are in problems in the church. Yeah. In Sundays, we do have also a chance for those who are having problems to come for prayers. This helps a lot, because some just do come for prayers, even them who are not Christians too. So for example, some are possessed by this evil spirit, so to say, maybe it's not something common in here. But in Tanzania, it's a very common phenomenon, exorcism. So some do come in the church just for that. Some are being troubled by those evil spirits, and they've used a lot of their money to get well, and they haven't succeeded. Just hearing that in the church, people are praying for the sick, people are praying for those who are possessed by evil spirits. You see, they will come. Even Muslims will come. So those are some of the additions I want to add. I want to add why the church is spreading. One point, very important. We've tried our best to make the youth lead a very strong in the church. They're the majority in the church. We give them a chance really to show their contribution. And the youth, in our church, those are the majority. Even in those 60.5, most of those are youth, and they're just doing a very big job. The point with youth is to be careful, is to try to make them live in their world. We try to accept, to understand them, and accept their contribution and their ideas. In that way, they feel home in the church. We don't like to make them live like those people of 1930s. No, it's their time. They think differently from the older people, but they are part and parcel of the church. So we try to incorporate whichever contribution they are trying to give to the church and accept them as they are and work with them in the cause. They've been wonderful and they contribute a lot in the church. Sometimes even some projects they will do themselves. We may even sit and they can do everything themselves. It's good that you talked to us. In this way, you understand us. Of course, it's not easy to take up everything from our partners, because, for example, this project we are taking in this assembly hall and dining hall project, this is one of the joint effort for our partnership. We that's our
It's a
name.
Community place?
Fact, a school. It's a secondary school.
Oh, wow.
Tumaini. And so we had this...
And that's in your hometown?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's no. It's not. It's in a bit 150 kilometers from where we live.
Oh, wow.
But that's part of our one of the mission units. And so we have a secondary school where we didn't have a dining hall. And so that was one of our challenge. So our friends here, we talked together and we thought this would be one of our joint project. So it's like a joint project to get some support from here, from friends here. And so that's where my friend said that dining hall and assembly hall, which is really a very big one down there. We do have some challenges when we try to approach together to overcome those challenges. For us, that's how partnership or companionship is. Together with our friends, we can make it. And so we're working together like that. So I just want to say thank you for taking us in, and we appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information, or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.